I love lying here in bed with you. It feels good, doesn't it? I know you're excited. I know that you're ready. I see you, you know. I see you eyeballing those big, thick, heavy leather cuffs. Four of them. Look at that. And look at you lying back here and naked on my bed. Just waiting for me, just being good for me. Yes, you're going to ruin all the surprises if you keep looking, though. So it's time for you to close your eyes for me. Close your eyes and obey. Close your eyes and show me that you're willing to be very, very good. Very, very obedient. A very good listener. Eager and ready and willing to please. That is what I want from you. Give me that. There are going to be a lot of orgasms in this bed today. Of course, you don't get to come unless I say so. You don't get to come without my permission. You know that, don't you? Give me a good little yes, ma'am. Yes, that's right. Being here with me, in bed with your eyes closed and me leaning in close, talking to you, right here, right in your ear. It's easy for you to want to obey. It's easy for you to want to please me. You know that I'm going to tie you down, and yet you want to please me so much, it's almost like you're already tied down, isn't it? You can feel your body getting heavy for me. Pull your arms up over your head and spread your legs just a touch, just enough. Yes, that's it, that's right. Just like that. And while I put this cuff on your right wrist, you can feel how heavy it is. Feel that right wrist of yours getting pinned to the bed. Your arms are already so heavy, and this cuff just takes it over the edge. It's too much to ask for you to lift it anymore. Too much entirely. You simply can't. And as I slide this cuff onto your other wrist, oh, you feel the same thing happening. Do you like being here in bed with me? Not able to move your arms. Not able to use your hands. It's funny how much that changes a person's brain. Not being able to move. There's something primal about it. Wouldn't you agree? Something deep, something ancient that makes you want to be free, lets you know that this is a submissive, vulnerable position that you've put yourself in. This is almost a little bit frightening, but as you know, sweet toy, and I know, sweet toy, fear and arousal are so close to each other biologically that when you combine them in these games that we play, it just gets you hotter, doesn't it? You remember that while I put this cuff on this ankle, while you feel the weight of it pinning your heavy limbs down to the bed, and then focus on the arousal as you feel the cuff slide onto your other ankle, and know that you are here for me to do whatever I want with, naked in this bed for me, pinned down for me, unable to move for me, completely and totally at my mercy. Oh, yes. And you like it, don't you? Yes, let me just slide my hand right down your body and we'll find out. Oh, look at that. Look how hot you are. You want this so bad, don't you? You like being my good toy. You like being willing and eager to please. You know that I could make you do anything I wanted right now, don't you? I love the way you pulse when I say that. Such a good toy. It gets me so hot. I'm going to sit on your face now, and you're going to lick me. Yes, there you go. Open your mouth. That's right. Now use your tongue on me. Do a good job. You want to work hard for me. You want to be so good for me. You're yearning towards that reward already, aren't you? Oh, Oh, yes. I love using your little whore mouth. It feels so fucking good on my sweet, perfect pussy. Oh, yes, that's it. Are you gonna make me come on your tongue? Are you going to make me come hard and then swallow up every last little drop of it? Like the eager, greedy little cum-eating slut that you are? Oh, yes, you will. And we both know it. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. That's it. Be good. I'm gonna come in your mouth. Be good. I wanna flood your tongue with it. Be good. That's right. That's right. Ah, fuck. Yes, you fucking swallow it. You take every last little drop, you naughty fucking whore. You filthy cum-swallowing slut. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. That is delightful. I want you to hold very still for me. Because I'm in the mood to touch you now. Isn't that a nice reward? Isn't that just the best? You love my hands on you, don't you? You love my hands touching and rubbing and stroking. Oh, you're getting so close, aren't you? Oh, yes, I know, I can tell. That's why I'm going to stop touching you now. Oh, I know, I love that moan. I live for that moan. So good, that disappointed, greedy, slutty little moan. Do you think I should touch you some more? Do you think that I should play with you some more? I want to hear you ask me so sweetly, beg me for more touches. Oh, I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I really feel the emotion. Beg harder. Make me believe you. Oh, I do love that. What a good little toy you are. All right. How about I stroke you? Just a little more, just like this. Oh, look at you quiver and shake. You are so close. You are so close to coming. You want it so bad, don't you? You want my permission, don't you? Oh, it's so good. You're right there. But I'm done touching you now. You don't get to come right now. You don't. Oh, I know, I know. It's so frustrating. Poor you. Poor, poor, slutty little toy. My greedy little cum whore. My filthy, filthy little toy. All right, a little more then, because you need it so much, right? Just going to rub and stroke and touch and pet and just squeeze, caress. Oh God, you're so close. I bet with 10 or 15 really fast, hard touches, I could make you come fucking everywhere, couldn't I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you better not come without permission. 6, 7. 7's my lucky number. I'm going to stop now. Oh, I know, I know. Oh, you're so disappointed. You're so frustrated. I'm the worst, aren't I? I am so mean. Well, you know what, darling? That's one of my favorite things about me. And as I leave you here, aching and throbbing and desperate to come, I'm sure you'll find that it's one of your favorite things about me, too.